Answers Magazine, Volume 9.3, page 91. Every Word Counts, by Lee Anderson, Jr. When we say the Bible is inspired and authoritative, are we referring to its ideas and teachings, or something more? The Bible doesn't leave any doubts about its meaning. It is easy to slip into the habit of using words without knowing exactly what they mean. This is especially true when Christians use common theological terms in casual conversation. We can get so comfortable with familiar terms that we miss the wonderful, rich concepts they intended to express. One such word is inspiration. Inspiration comes from the Latin for breathing into, but the actual Greek word has an even more pointed meaning. Although inspiration is not, strictly speaking, a biblical word, the entire message and authority of the Bible depend on the concept. Definition of inspiration. Inspiration is a property of the Scriptures. In fact, Paul tells us that all Scripture is inspired by God, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This phrase is a translation of one Greek word, which literally means God breathed. God did not simply breathe into already existing words. Rather, He breathed out the very words themselves. That nuance is significant. The Scriptures originate with God, are issued forth by God, and are the very Word of God. Although the process behind the divine inspiration of Scripture is not revealed in detail in Scripture, the Bible tells us that it was entirely under the direction of the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. So whether the revelation came about directly, for example by dictation, as with Revelation chapters 2 through 3, or indirectly, for example, by means of careful human research, as described in Luke chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, the Holy Spirit's superintending guidance ensured that the human authors always wrote precisely what God intended for them to write. The words they wrote were not merely human words, but were words communicated by the Spirit. See 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Even though the Spirit oversaw the process, the human writers were not mere passive penmen. Their varied personal experiences and stylistic choices are reflected in the pages of Scripture, which can be seen in such things as the diverse vocabularies of the different books. Nevertheless, the final product was exactly as God wanted it. Verbal inspiration. Going beyond this basic definition of inspiration, it is important to clarify precisely in what way Scripture is inspired. Biblical Christianity holds that the Bible is verbally inspired. Verbal inspiration is the process by which God ensured that the individual words of Scripture, not just the overarching concepts, communicated exactly what He intended to say. This is not to deny the active role of human authors in selecting vocabulary and arranging the text. It is to say that the very words that the human authors wrote down were in fact God's words. This concept is taught by Scripture when God tells Jeremiah, "And whatever I command you, you shall speak. Behold, I have put my words," Hebrew, Devarim, "in your mouth." Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Likewise, in the New Testament, Paul notes that the message he proclaimed was not in words, Greek, logos, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. Both Jesus Christ and the New Testament writers based theological arguments on very fine points of language on the level of individual words. They appealed to such things as a particular pronominal suffix. For example, "my Lord" in Matthew chapter 22, verses 44 through 45, quoting Psalm 110, verse 1. Paul noted the distinction between the singular and the plural forms of a noun, seed versus seeds, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, quoting Genesis chapter 12, verse 7. Jesus even emphasized the distinction between the implied present tense of a verb as opposed to past tense. "I am the God of Abraham," in Matthew chapter 22, verse 32, quoting Exodus chapter 3, verse 6. If the very words of Scripture were not inspired, these arguments would carry no weight. Verbal inspiration is clearly important, since whole doctrines hinge upon the meaning of individual words. God used specific words to communicate His Word. We cannot be sure of our doctrine unless we know we can understand the meaning of Scripture on the basis of those exact words. Notes. Technically speaking, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it is the text of Scripture, rather than the human authors, that is inspired. This is not, however, to minimize the significance of the human author's involvement in writing the text. See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Moreover, it should be noted that the inspiration, strictly speaking, is a property of the original manuscripts of the biblical text, that is, the autographs. We no longer possess these texts. However, insofar as copies and translations accurately reflect the original manuscripts, it is appropriate to speak of them as being inspired in a derivative sense. Lee Anderson, Jr. earned his B.A. and M.A. in Biblical Studies from the Master's College. He is currently continuing his postgraduate education in Christian apologetics at Baptist Bible Seminary.